Pat Robertson of the Christian Broadcasting Network speaks his mind on the 700 Club, which is broadcast nationwide on stations, including ABC Family. He is an older man and speaks with a sort of southern gentleman tone. Kind of like your favorite grandpa who gives you rock candy every time you come and visit him in the nursing home. His words themselves, though, have a decidedly different tone. It's clear from the teachings of the Quran, and also from the history of Islam, that it's anything but peaceful. Of course there are peace-loving Muslims, but at the same time, at the core of this religion is jihad. And it is to subject the unbelievers either to forced conversion or death. That's what it teaches. And the classic. You know, I don't know about this doctrine of assassination, but if he thinks we're trying to assassinate him, I think that we really ought to go ahead and do it. It's a whole lot cheaper than starting a war, and I don't think any oil shipments will stop. His most recent quote was some hard talk directed to Dover, Pennsylvania, in response to their voters' decision to eject all of their school board members for their procreationist agenda. The quote goes, "I'd like to say to the good citizens of Dover, if there is a disaster in your area, don't turn to God. You just rejected him from your city. And don't wonder why he hasn't helped you when problems begin, if they begin. I'm not saying they will, but if they do, just remember, you just voted God out of your city. And if that's the case, don't ask his help, because he might not be there." With each of these statements, a certain amount of controversy has erupted, putting Robertson's words in the papers, his face on the television, and his voice over the airwaves. He speaks as a man of God. And while there has been controversy and apologies made by Robertson over some of these comments, I don't believe he is being taken seriously enough. Hence, the following are dramatic interpretations of Pat Robertson's words, responding to questions. In the Loop, in conjunction with Embarrassing Outbursts, proudly presents Pat Robertson, as read by a voice of God. My stepdaughter is fascinated with vampires and other occult practices. Her bedroom is draped in black and has an altar with candles, incense, and a pentagram. I tell my wife that even though I'm not her daughter's biological dad, I am still responsible before God for my household. My wife tells me to mind my own business. What do you believe is my responsibility before God concerning her behavior in our home?
First of all, according to the Bible, you are the head of your household. That includes your wife and your daughter. If she, your wife, got married in a Christian marriage, she is supposed to submit to the authority of her husband in matters of spiritual activity. You do not wish to invite Satan to come into your house. The pentagram, the candles, the occult incantations, they are all prayers to Satan and to demons to enter your home and to do damage to your home and to your family. As the high priest of your household, you have an absolute right to say, "No, this is my home and I am paying the bills. You get that junk out of here." Don't think that because you are not involved in it that you are going to escape. There was a prophet in the Old Testament whose name was Eli, a wonderful human being, but he let his children get away with murder. Eli the priest allowed his children to engage in fornication with the women who came to the temple to worship. And it got so bad that God said, quote, "Eli, you and your whole family are out of here. You are out of work, and none of your progeny is ever going to have a part in this priesthood again." The same thing is true with you. You must take a stand on this. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Your wife has got to say that this is the way it is. You need to say, I am not arguing with you. This is the way it is going to be.
Now, I heard a minister on the TV say that Allah and God were the same. What are your thoughts, and what are the distinctions if they are not the same?
Under no circumstances is Jehovah, the God of the Bible, and Allah of the Quran the same. First of all, the God of the Bible is a God of love and redemption, who sent his Son into the world to die for our sins. Allah tells people to die for him in order to get salvation. But there is no understanding of salvation. Allah was the moon god from Mecca. That is why Islam has the crescent moon. The flag of Turkey has a crescent moon with a star in it. Well, the crescent moon is because Allah was the moon god, and that is the deal. But we don't serve a moon god. We serve the god of creation, the creator of everything. They are not the same. To translate Allah as God is wrong. When you see something in there, and it says Allah, you translate it Allah. Don't call it God because it is different. God, he's the creator, the Jehovah God, Yahweh. Yahweh of the Old Testament was the father who brought forth Jesus into the world.
I read that soon a movie of C.S. Lewis's Narnia Chronicles will be released. I know that there are witches and wizards in his stories. Does this make the stories evil? Or can Christians legitimately use these things to make interesting allegory?
I think the witches were bad. And the lion is Aslan. He's Jesus. So Jesus triumphs. And it's kind of like good over evil. There are demons. There are evil forces. There are angels. And there is the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, in the Narnia Chronicles, overcomes the curse that the Wicked Witch has put on the earth. So there's nothing. I think it's a highly spiritual allegory, which people have been reading for years, and have been blessed by it.
My husband was delivered from his porn addiction last year. Now, he's watching all this filthy stuff on primetime television, like pro wrestling and Howard Stern. He says that since he was delivered, he can't fall back into it again. Is that true? How easy is it for men to slip back into an old habit if they've been delivered from it?
It's about as easy as a dog going back to his vomit. That's what the Bible says. And the Bible also makes it clear that when a devil is cast out of a man, he wanders about in desert places, and he finds seven more worse than himself. And they come back, and they find that house swept and vacant. And they come in the latter states, worse than before. Can you slip back in if you've been, quote, delivered from porn? You better believe you can. And you watch Howard Stern and some of the nasty stuff that goes on there, and you're asking for it. But today, good grief. They've got programs that have everything that you can imagine. All kinds of sexual intercourse and nudity and filthy language. I mean, it's gross.
But he is free of the internet.
Big deal. The problem is, the devil is very seductive, and we have to realize that he is a seducer. And this is seducing. It's seductive. He's got to get free from that. Jesus said we're supposed to love the Lord our God with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our strength and all of our mind. And those things have got to be turned unto the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the first episode of Pat Robertson, read by A Voice of God. I'm Kristen. You can email me your comments or complaints or hopefully not spam at kbarrick, that's KBARRICK, at podomatic.com. I appreciate your time, and if you like this, tell a friend and tell me. So until we meet again, good night.